Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Earlier on this week, we spoke about a Diddy documentary that was coming out on Netflix. I saw it last night.
Oh, yay. Time her?
Bruh, it is amazing. It's got lots and lots of detail.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy's a horrible person. He is. Shame, but I used to like that guy so much. Anyway, there's a scene. This scene took place last year, so 2024. So after the shenanigans had been exposed, but just before he got arrested.
Okay.
So Cassie had already sued him because Cassie sued him at the end of 2023. You remember we spoke about that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So people already knew what sort of person he was. His reputation was already in tatters.
Yeah.
And so he decided that he was going to go back to Harlem and kind of repair his reputation. Meet up with people, shaking hands, taking pictures. And then after that, listen to what he says. Listen.
I need some hand sanitizer. Hold on.
I got it.
I've been down the streets amongst the people. Yeah, I gotta take a bath. Like the amount of people that actually I'm coming in contact with, like that's what I have to do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It's like 150 hugs.
I feel like I need to wash. Like I'm dirt. That to show you his character. What's the odds that you would do that in front of a camera? Like that's one of the moments where he forgot he was on tape. Wow.
Now that's him saying it. He wasn't forced, and he was recording this himself.
Yeah.
In his defense, though. I mean, I understand as a germaphobe. If I'm shaking a lot of hands, I go wash my hands too. After that,
okay.
Hugging people, general stages, 100 city. Wouldn't you want to go bathroom for?
But you're not making it like people are disgusted.
Yes,
you know what I mean. I think for me, it is the disdain in his voice.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was so disgusted. You know, by mnyanyisa. So that for me is a problem.
Also, so something else that I said on Twitter. His issue wasn't the fact that he was meeting up with lots of people. He said he was meeting up with poor people. That's why.
I was about to say, no.
Because he hugs billionaires all the time. Now that he's hanging with poor people, it's like, yeah.
He's just a disgusting man. Like, I'm sorry. And also, nobody invited you. Nobody asked you to come to Harlem.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You came there for publicity.
Oh, the diddler. Oh. Anyway, so here's something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also spoke about this. We spoke about Burna Boy getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So he's also been doing his own PR spin. He's offered to pay for funerals. There were some kids that were shot in America over the weekend. So he offered to pay for their funeral. And he's just been a good Samaritan. He apologized to a lady, kicked out the show.
Yeah.
And this is obviously PR. It's obviously his PR team saying, yo, dude, you got to repair your reputation. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
When people do that, does it work for you? Like when you see somebody donating to charity, after being a nonsense of a person, then they go, here's a million. Does it help? Does it make you feel any differently about them?
Can I throw it back to you?
Yeah.
Some people think you're a nonsense of a person, but you don't seem to care. You don't even do charity stuff.
I don't.
Oh, wait. Every once in a while, you do he was giving away PlayStations and all of that stuff and perfumes.
So let me explain.
Yes, please.
And I'm only going to say this once. You know what I mean, my friends?
Yeah.
Anginendaba.
We know.
You know what I mean? Luto.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Secondly, the people that know me, that's all I care about.
Okay.
And those people know who I am.
Okay.
Now, in terms of good deeds, I tell you a story all the time. My dad always says, if you're going to do something good, just do it for yourself.
Mm.
Don't do it for PR. Don't do it for any of that.
Mm. Okay.
We've got like a non-profit organization, but I'll never tell you. I'll never say, yes, it's good, no good. Company will tell you the sort of things that we do behind the scenes, but that's it.
So on that note, it comes back to, and I've personally said it all the time, if you're going to do good deeds, why must people know about it? Because the moment that there is PR around what you're doing, I then question your intent. And that's just me. Because there are so many people who do lots of good things all the time, but they don't feel the need to PR it because it's not coming from look at me, I'm doing something great. But some people feel like when you are a personality and you do good and you show it, then you're encouraging others to do good.
Mm.
I don't quite agree with that.
Yeah,
we spoke about that thing about the insincere people in the game. Mm. But we don't need to revisit that discussion.
I
I'm okay with it if it's the tale of your conversation now, Umpo. If it's for encouragement, sometimes you can see this is to encourage. Or if it's a campaign that's being run, that's okay. But other than that, it's like you're just showing off. You're just doing it so that we can have something to say about your life. It's just attention seeking.
Yeah. If the person that you help themselves come out and they go, yo, Umpo, help me with this, yes, that's on them.
Yeah, that's the
But
yeah. Like, remember during COVID, people would give stuff and there you are selfieing. Mm. Don't do that.
Also, people can't read the room. I even remember earlier this year when the Uber driver was killed in Maponya Mall and people were donating money to help the family take the body back to KZN. I saw so many celebrities even taking screenshots of how much they had donated. And I was like, that is so distasteful. Mm-hmm. You know, why would you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So let us know. Do you feel like good deeds sanitize an image? Does it work for you? Or no, because that's exactly what it is. That's what these guys are trying to do. Literally and figuratively.
Yo, guys, defending Caesar in the office is a second job to me because, yo, but I always tell them, nah, man, guys, Caesar's the real one. But nonetheless, going back, Burna Boy, no, I used to love that man so much. His music, he's an icon, but recently, I don't know what he's doing. This is a PR state. It's a PR stunt that he's doing, and honestly, we still don't care. He's just been a terrible person.
One thing I admire about you is that Aunadama, like, you are true to yourself, you know? That's very admirable, you know? To make sense of everything that you guys are talking about, one thing I'll say is that no matter how much PR you're going to do, in South Africa, we saw through Burna Boy. So, regardless, if none of my hating I'm RTP 100 like South Africa, we're still not going to like that guy. I mean, you practically created your fame in Ati, but now you're acting all bougie and stuff, you know? So, yeah, so no amount of PR is going to change who you are as a person.
Hi. Sizwe, Mr. Zomo, I think, don't say you, Aunendaba. I don't know you, there's a lot I will do to you. Honestly, not joking. But I think good deeds are good deeds, Sizwe. Whether they're coming from a bad place, a gift is a gift. Whether it comes from a bad place, a gift is just a gift. Thank you.
That's funny.
Whenever you publicize your good deeds, Njie, uvelumbore. The fact that I know about it, uvelumbore. And for me, those good deeds that you do after being a nonsense of a human being, say to me, Ogoti, you are just trying to save face. That's all you're trying to do. Just be genuine as a human being. If you are nonsense, be nonsense and be consistent. People will even like you for being a nonsense and you are consistent.
100%. But that's another thing.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be liked?
It's human nature. We all want to belong to some other tribe in some way, shape, or form.
No.
So that's human nature.
So you shouldn't be liked by Abantu Magwazi, guys. Abantu Magwazi, he have no affinity to you. They don't owe you anything.
Absolutely.
When I like yourself,
yeah.
Then get the people that are your family, surely, Nabo, you behave in a manner that is consistent with their values and they'll likely choose.
Absolutely. But that, is something you learn over time and with age. But while you're still trying to figure yourself out. But also, let's not forget, there are people who get into fame because they have some void inside that needs to be filled.
Learn it now as a young person. Jelly, if you're listening and you listen to Play-Doh, learn it now, just like yourself. Forget anyone else.
Celebrities or rich people or billionaires live in public. Their life is in public. So all their bad deeds, every mistake they are made is recorded and posted on social media for everyone to see. So it is necessary for them to also counter that narrative with the good deeds that they do. They have to show that on social media and show it everywhere to counter that narrative that they are bad people. They do bad and they do good, but the bad is announced, so they need to announce the good that they do themselves. On the Diddy issue, guys, you're clutching at straws. Even I am not a millionaire, man. If I touch hands with one or two people, I want to sanitize.
How is the world? Sanbonan. Sizwe kuyonceda kulaba obanikayo kuyoyehla nyana umthwalo wakho wezono kulaba obanikayo but laba vele ongabanikanga next bazokutshela ukuthi uyenzela vele ukuthi abonakale awumuntu ogrand uyangithola. So nawe nami ngiyaya esontweni once in a while mase ngibona ukuthi hey ono sezingaka awuthi ke ngiyosula.
That's funny. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
You said it right, that only the recipient that can, if they can, but it's not a must. Yeah, when I listen to the mask 7 minutes, told what about the tattoo of my pictures, going to the charity, all those things, about painting a wall, there are 10 of them, a small wall, taking pictures. It results to these things, because, I mean, for the dignity of the person that you are, that you are doing good to, it doesn't need to have an image. You just do good because you feel the need and you're scratching a helping hand. Why do I need to put myself in the picture? No, bad.
Do good for the sake of doing good.
Good deeds do sanitize an image. Remember, in life, these days, what works the image, Yako. So, whether you like it or not, if you do good deeds and stuff, your image, not you as a person, your image is going to be okay. So am I a fan of it? No. But does it sanitize an image, as the question asked? Yes.
Carol in Tembisa, thank you for holding.
Morning, Feed the World.
Yebo.
Okay.
Saphila, wena?
Ngiyaphila. Mina, I don't believe in good deeds being able to sanitize your image. I mean, what you've done, it shows your true character, and you then trying to do something, a PR stunt just to cover up what you've done, it's really tacky. And also, I mean, the Bible says, when you do your good deeds, charitable deeds, don't announce them. You know, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You've already got your reward for that. You know, if you do it in secret, God will bless you in public. But now that when you've already announced it, you're not going to get the blessing for that. So I don't buy this whole trying to portray a good image by using PR after you've done something nasty. Nah, it doesn't work.
Nah, thank you very much for that. That's where we need to leave it. Carolyn Tembisa. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.